Welcome back, listeners, to another riveting episode of Marketing Made Easy for HR Consultants. Today, we're diving deep into the realm of productivity, unlocking seven game-changing strategies designed to turbocharge your efficiency and unleash your full potential. If you're craving more hours in the day to pursue your passions and excel in your domain, then you're in for a treat. Get ready to skyrocket your productivity and reclaim your time like never before. So whether you're grabbing a pen and paper to take some notes or preparing to absorb these golden nuggets mentally, get ready for a jam-packed session of actionable insights and expert advice. Because here, it's all about maximizing results and minimizing effort. Let's dive in. This is the Marketing Made Easy for HR Consultants podcast, a show to help independent HR consultants get a pipeline of perfect fit, high-paying clients without expensive adverts, time-consuming social media activities, or energy-sapping and monotonous networking meetings. I'm your host, Nick Paninsky, author of How to Land Your Dream Client, a book which explains everything you need to know to get every sale and client you ever want. And if that sounds interesting, then make sure to grab your copy from the Influential Consultant website today. That being said, let's get into today's show. Hello there, and welcome back to another episode of Marketing Made Easy for HR Consultants, the podcast which is your guide to building the HR consultancy of your dreams and helping you become the best HR consultant you can be. Today, we're going to be talking about productivity and seven hacks to help you get more done in less time. But first, I wanted to quickly update where I am in the world and what I'm up to. Last time we spoke, I was in Sao Paulo, which is a massive city in Brazil, but not the capital. And this week, I'm in the very exciting locale of Oswaldwistle, Lancashire. That's right, I'm back home with the parents. Having sold my house and given up my rented accommodation in Manchester, I have nowhere to call home, so my parents have been wonderful and have taken me in. But tonight I'm heading off to Brow in Yorkshire. I'm going to be in a four-bed massive house looking after some dogs and doing some house sitting. I'm going to use this time very sensibly to plan the next steps without any distractions. I won't have to think about where to go. I won't have to think about what to do. I won't have to think about accommodation. I won't have to think about any of those little things. Like when I was digitally nomad, where am I going to eat tonight? Who am I going to hang out with? You know, all those kind of little distractions. I'm just going to be in a house in the fantastic Yorkshire countryside, locked away, and I'm going to be considering next steps. I'm going to be thinking, do I move back to Manchester? Do I move somewhere else? Do I rent? Do I buy? Do I digitally nomad around the UK? Effectively, I've got a lot of options and I need to take some time to consider what would be the best step for me. But enough about that. Let's get on to today's topic of productivity. Our first productivity hack revolves around the power of nootropics. Nootropics, also known as smart drugs or cognitive enhancers, are supplements that can improve cognitive function, memory, creativity, and motivation. Personally, I swear by the brand Indie Mind, and I wrote about them in my book. I even took some this morning and have bought a big supply to last me a while. I couldn't get any in South America and really missed them, but now I'm back home, I'm ready to start my daily practice of taking a spoonful every morning. In terms of the advantages, how do they work? Well, nootropics help you sharpen your focus. They enable you to tackle complex tasks with precision and efficiency, and that means better decision-making during client consultations or project management. It also means less time spent on distractions and more time for leisure activities or personal development. You also get an improved memory when you're taking nootropics. See, nootropics help you absorb and recall vast amounts of information, whether that's industry trends, client preferences, or best practices for HR or for marketing. It also helps you provide insightful recommendations and improves your learning and your personal growth. For me, it's like in the movie Limitless, when Bradley Cooper is kind of plugged into his computer. If you know the scene, you'll know the scene. It kind of blurs out. It's a montage, and he's just sat at his computer, tapping away, being more productive than he's ever been in his life. And that's the same when I'm, you know, it's very similar, not the same. It's very similar for me when I'm on IndieMind, when I'm on my nootropics. I'm working away and I'm thinking about what I'm doing and not thinking about anything else. Every so often, there will be a distraction that will flutter across my mind and I will push back and say, no, I'm working right now. Forget about that distraction. For you, if any of this sounds interesting, then here's how to implement it. Firstly, you want to explore the different types of nootropics, what they are, and whether or not they're right for you. You might want to consider consulting with a healthcare professional to identify the safe and effective options. What I will say is they're on general sale on the internet. They are approved. They're available for everyone. Next, you want to consider low doses, and you want to gradually increase to find the optimal balance for your brain and your body. Personally, I just follow the instructions on the label, but you might want to start a bit smaller and increase over time. The next thing that you want to do is incorporate nootropics into your daily routine to maximize the benefits. That being said, you might want to only take them every other day or every 3 days. That's on you. That's your choice. Personally, I take them every day because I find that the benefits are amazing. If nootropics is something that you're thinking that you want to try out, then check out today's show notes where I'll be sharing a link for £10 off any IndieMind product. They haven't sponsored the show. There's no affiliate link, nothing along those lines. They've just shared a code for anybody. So I'm sharing it with you, £10 off. And obviously, if you don't like it, you can claim a full refund. So you've got nothing to lose. The next hack to consider is the Pomodoro technique. The Pomodoro technique is a time management method that involves breaking work into focused intervals, typically 25 minutes long, but personally, I like to aim for 50 minutes so I can get more done. These work periods are then separated by short breaks where you sit and do nothing to let your brain rest. Think of it like running a marathon instead of sprinting. You're working, 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 and then you're having a rest and letting your brain catch its breath. Then you're back to working again afterwards. In terms of the advantages, you get enhanced productivity. See, the Pomodoro technique promotes deep focus and helps minimize distractions, allowing you to accomplish more tasks in less time. You're psychologically committed to working on a specific task for a certain period of time, so you don't allow yourself to break off and work on other things or get distracted by doom scrolling. Equally, you also reduce your procrastination. Because you've broken your work into more manageable intervals, that makes daunting tasks more approachable, and that reduces that likelihood of procrastination. Your brain knows that you're only working on something for a specific period of time, and then it can take a break. And that feels better than sitting and working on something until it's finished, which can feel like a huge commitment and a very scary prospect. Ultimately, that means you get more done because you don't waste time avoiding doing it. In terms of implementation, firstly, you want to decide on your timer. So you can use a Pomodoro timer or an app to track your work intervals and your breaks. Personally, I use YouTube videos which play background music for specific periods of time and have these videos saved in my bookmarks so I can access them with one click of a button and I don't end up doom scrolling through YouTube. Next, you want to think about prioritizing your tasks. Identify important tasks and allocate Pomodoro sessions accordingly, focusing on one task at a time. Pomodoro is best used when working on pieces of work for longer periods of time, like churning out pieces of content. Finally, you want to adjust as needed. Experiment with different interval lengths and break times to find what works best for your workflow. As I say, I'm a fan of 50 minutes, but you may be more comfortable with less time. Productivity hack number 3 is task batching and time blocking. This means grouping similar tasks together and completing them in dedicated blocks of time. For example, you might want to schedule Monday afternoon for social media content and then you sit and get your content calendar ready for the following week. There are loads of advantages for this. For example, there is a streamlined workflow. When you group similar tasks together, that minimizes context switching, and that allows you to work more efficiently, and that reduces time lost to transition between tasks. Effectively, it means your brain doesn't need any time to settle into whatever you're asking it to do. It also means you get quality work. See, by focusing on one type of task at a time, task batching promotes deep focus and concentration, leading to higher quality work output. This benefits your professional life by ensuring tasks are completed to a high standard, and your personal life by reducing mental fatigue and stress. Personally, I know when I'm sat there and trying to think of decent and amazing headlines for my copy that I'm creating, the more time I sit there, the more time that I think about it, the better the headlines. The first few that I create, not so great. By the time I get to number 50, hello, we're talking. The third advantage is time saving. Again, we've mentioned this briefly a little minute ago, but task batching maximizes productivity by minimizing the time spent on administrative overhead and task switching. That creates more time for revenue generating activities in your professional life and your leisure activities in your personal life. In terms of implementation, the first step is to identify those tasks. You're going to group similar tasks together based on type or complexity. As I say, you might want to do social media Monday or email Tuesday, etc., etc. Then you're going to allocate your time. So you're going to dedicate specific blocks of time to each batch of tasks. That means focusing on completing them without interruption. And don't allow anything to interfere with these commitments either. If you and your brain know that you have social media Monday from 2 till 3, then you're more likely to get it done because you've committed to it rather than moving the task around each week. Third, you want to maintain your focus. Minimize those distractions and commit to completing each batch of tasks within the allocated time frame. Tell yourself that you can't do anything else until you've finished. Try and avoid Parkinson's law, though, where the task fails to take the time allocated to it. We're all guilty of this. We take as long as the time limit allows for each task instead of focusing on trying to get our work done as quickly as possible. Fourth, review and adjust. Regularly assess your time blocking schedule to ensure it aligns with your priorities and adjust as needed to optimize that productivity. Your next hack to consider is the digital detox. This means temporarily unplugging from electronic devices and digital communication channels to reduce stress, improve mental well-being, and increase concentration. This can mean detoxing for a day, 2 days, a week, or just part of the day. Personally, I personally block my phone from 10 p.m. at night until 8 a.m. in the morning to avoid doom scrolling before bed and when I wake up. I also limit time spent on apps like Instagram to 15 minutes a day. To help me do this, I use an app called Stay Focused. The downside to this is that I'm relying on the app to lock me out of my phone and my bad habits rather than cultivating self-discipline. It's a shortcut to get what I want, but it's not the most effective way of managing myself. There are loads of advantages to undertaking a digital detox. Firstly, there's going to be reduced stress. See, disconnecting from digital devices reduces your exposure to constant notifications and information overload. And that leads to decreased stress levels and improved mental well-being. Next, you're going to improve your sleep quality. Limiting screen time before bed and during digital detox periods can improve your overall sleep hygiene, specifically when you go to bed or when you just wake up. The blue light emitted by our phones impacts on our ability to sleep, so make sure not to use your phone at least half an hour before bed. And better sleep results in increased energy levels and cognitive function, benefiting both your personal and professional life. Equally, without a phone to distract you in bed, you can spend your time in better ways, like reading. The third advantage for a digital detox is enhanced interpersonal connections. By disconnecting from digital distractions, you can focus on meaningful interactions with others, fostering stronger relationships, both personally and professionally. This leads to improved communication skills and deeper connections with clients, colleagues, and loved ones. Effectively, you're not reaching for your phone. You're involved in the conversation. If you want to implement a digital detox, then I've got 3 tips for you. Firstly, set boundaries. Establish specific times or days for digital detoxing and communicate your boundaries with colleagues, clients, and family and friends. This might include only accessing email twice a day, so at the start of the day and at the end of the day. Next, you want to unplug gradually. Start with short periods of digital detox and gradually increase the duration over time to minimize withdrawal symptoms. Third, find alternative. Replace digital activities with offline pursuits, such as reading, exercising, or spending time in nature to maximize the benefits of your detox. As a Brucey bonus, as I say, I use an app called Stay Focused. You might want to do the same thing too. Next up, we've got mindfulness and meditation. Mindfulness and meditation involve practices that cultivate present moment awareness, focus, and emotional regulation. Personally, I use the well-known app called Headspace for at least 10 minutes every morning, and I'm considering integrating an evening ritual too. In terms of the advantages, mindfulness and meditation practices help reduce stress by promoting relaxation and calming the mind. This benefits you by improving decision-making and problem-solving skills under pressure and fostering a sense of peace and tranquility. Equally, you improve your focus by training the mind to stay present and focused. Mindfulness and meditation practices improve concentration and attention span. That means you improve your productivity and your efficiency, and you get better engagement in these activities. You also improve your emotional resilience. See, mindfulness and meditation cultivate emotional resilience, and that allows you to navigate challenges with greater ease and grace. This benefits you by enhancing your interpersonal relationships and your conflict resolution skills, but also helps you promote your emotional well-being and your fulfillment. In terms of implementation, start small. Begin with short meditation sessions or mindfulness exercises and gradually increase the duration over time. Make sure to establish a routine too. When you integrate mindfulness and meditation into your daily schedule, find a consistent time and space for the practice. And finally, focus on staying present. Practicing mindfulness throughout the day by bringing awareness to your thoughts, emotions, and actions can really help during especially stressful or challenging situations. Next up, we've got the Eisenhower Matrix and the Pareto Principle. I've grouped these together as they work well. Firstly, the Pareto Principle states that 80% of our results result from 20% of our actions. I'm sure you've heard of this before, but if not, as a quick example, take a look at around the world we live in. 20% of the sports teams win 80% of the trophies on offer. In marketing and sales, 20% of your clients will be responsible for 80% of your turnover. And at work, 20% of the staff will be responsible for 80% of the problems. I'm sure we can all think of one or two examples. Now, to identify which activities are most impactful for our business, we can use the Eisenhower Matrix because it helps prioritize tasks by categorizing them into four quadrants. These quadrants are based on urgency and importance and identify which are your high priority tasks and which are your low priority tasks. If that sounds interesting, then here's how to implement the 80-20 rule and the Eisenhower Matrix. Firstly, list your tasks. Begin by listing all the tasks you need to accomplish, and whether they're related to your work, your personal life, or other commitments, doesn't matter. Then, evaluate each task based on its urgency, how soon it needs to be done, and the importance, how much it contributes to your goals or priorities. Use a simple scale, such as high, medium, or low, to classify each task. Then create your quadrants. Draw a matrix with four quadrants. Important and urgent, quadrant one. Important but not urgent, quadrant two. Urgent but not important, quadrant three. And neither urgent nor important, quadrant four. Place each task into the appropriate quadrant based on your assessment of its urgency and importance. And then focus on quadrant one, because those are the ones that require immediate action and should be tackled first. And then follow on with quadrant two, three, and four, respectively. Once you've categorized your tasks, take action accordingly. Focus on completing your tasks in appropriate order, delegate some tasks if needs be, and eliminate or defer tasks in quadrant four. Finally, periodically review and update your Eisenhower Matrix to reflect changes in priorities and commitments. This ensures that you stay aligned with your goals and maintain optimal productivity over time. Effectively, by leveraging the Eisenhower matrix and the Pareto principle, you can gain greater clarity, focus, and control over your most important tasks, leading to enhanced productivity and success in both your personal and professional endeavors. The final hack I've got for you is outsourcing and delegation. Outsourcing and delegation involves assigning tasks or responsibilities to external professionals or team members to free up time for higher value activities. Personally, I use a virtual activity for some of my social media posting and for scheduling my email marketing. I also outsource anything design related, because I'm terrible at it, and some tech work like email funnels, etc., because, well, I just don't enjoy that kind of work. Outsourcing and delegation allows you to focus on your core competencies and revenue generating activities, which results in increased efficiency and productivity. This benefits you by streamlining operations and maximizing profitability, and that frees up your time for your leisure activities and your personal development. Equally, by outsourcing routine tasks or projects, you can scale your HR consultancy more effectively and take on larger clients or projects. This leads to increased revenue potential and business growth, benefiting both you personally and professionally, and it provides that better financial security and stability, which we're all aiming for. In terms of how to implement this, well, we've already done the Eisenhower matrix, so those tasks which can be outsourced or delegated, well, outsource or delegate them. Next, you want to delegate effectively. This means clearly communicating expectations, providing necessary resources and training, and establishing accountability measures to ensure successful delegation. And there you have it, folks. 7 productivity hacks to turbocharge your HR consultancy and take your business to new heights. From harnessing the power of nootropics to mastering the Pomodoro technique. These strategies will revolutionize the way you work, allowing you to achieve more in less time while maintaining your sanity. Until next time, this is Nick Paninsky, and remember, get marketing, because without marketing, there's no sales, and without sales, there's no business. So get marketing. Hey there, and thanks for listening to the Marketing Made Easy for HR Consultants podcast. If you've enjoyed the show, then please consider taking a moment to help us grow by sharing the episode with a friend or colleague, or by leaving a positive review on podchaser.com. And make sure to hit subscribe so you don't miss out on any of the upcoming episodes. I've been your host, Nick Paninsky, and if you have any questions or want to know more about today's topic, then reach out to me on LinkedIn. I'd be delighted to hear from you. See you next time. For this week's LinkedIn, what's hot and what's not, I wanted to talk about LinkedIn Premium. See, I saw a post about this the other day and wanted to chime in with my own thoughts. What's hot is using LinkedIn Premium to find, identify, and interact with people in your target audience. See, the search function on LinkedIn Premium is much, much better than the free version, so you can filter down the results much more effectively. That then gives you a list of people to target and nurture to become leads and clients. What's not hot is paying for LinkedIn Premium and then not using it. It's a waste of money. So either use it or cancel it. There's no point giving LinkedIn money for nothing. You can spend that money in much more effective ways. Think adverts, direct mail, or even lumpy mail. Whatever you choose, it doesn't matter. Giving LinkedIn £60 or £80 every month for nothing is just plain daft. So make sure to put it to better use elsewhere. But what do you think? Is LinkedIn Premium worth it or not? Let me know by reaching out to me on LinkedIn. I'd love to hear from you. Bye for now.